The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 20th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you what is right.' So they went. When he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same, and about 5 o'clock he went out and found others standing around, and he said to them, 'Why are you standing here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You also go into the vineyard.' When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, 'Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first.' When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more. But each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, 'These last worked only an hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I'm doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous?' So the last will be first, and the first will be last." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is generous beyond measure. Amen. So as your pastor and your preacher, you have called me among you to tell you the story of God's love. You have called me among you to tell you over and over in every possible way, in study and preaching and prayer and music and at your hospital bedside, that God loves in ways that we cannot imagine. That God's arms are wide enough and God's bucket of grace is deep enough to save all of us. You have called me among you to speak the gospel to you and the law. And we know what the law is, right? The rules. The law is God's guidance for our life. We have the big one, the big 10, right? The 10 commandments. And we have more than 600 laws in Leviticus, and we have Jesus commanding us that we are to love our neighbor. The law is what shows us, what guides us onto the path of righteousness, God's intention for our lives. And the gospel is the story of who God is revealed to be in Jesus. So the gospel is the good news. Like when we hear this story that we've heard since we were kids, right, this Zacchaeus story. So you hear Jesus tells Zacchaeus, "I'm going to your house today." And we recognize this as a gospel story. It's the good news. It's Jesus choosing to have community with, to share a meal with a tax collector who isn't always honest with his financial dealings. So this is God drawing near to a sinner instead of casting a sinner away. So it's good news. It's good news to hear Jesus say, "Zacchaeus, not sure why you're in a tree, except you're short, but come on down and take me home to your house." That's good news. Unless, of course, maybe you're Zacchaeus up in the tree, knowing who you are and how you make your money. And having watched this Jesus rabbi guy take person after person after person to task for the way they take advantage of other people, So you're a tax collector. So maybe that morning you sat with a widow who was broke and you told her you owe 3 denarii in taxes. And you're late and you've been given a chance to come up with the money and you need to pay up. And through her tears, she tells you that she has come up with the money, but it was a struggle and she's not proud of all the ways that she had to get it. And you take her 3 denarii and you walk out the door and you pocket 1 denarius because she really only owes the state 2. And then you go to the town village square because you've heard that this Jesus guy is going to be there and you've heard about him and you really kind of just want to be there and see him. So you get there early and you climb up in a tree because you're short and you wait for him to come by. And when he does, when this rabbi, this teacher, this really magnetic man who's been around and you've heard about him, when and he seems to speak for God, he looks up and he sees you and he says to you, Zacchaeus, how he knows your name, you're not sure. Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your house. Is it gospel or is it law? Does it sound like the gentle grace of God, or does it make you catch your breath and instantly recall all of the reasons this rabbi might want to come to your house and take you to task? That's the thing about the law and the gospel. It depends upon who you are and where you are sitting when you hear it. How about when, excuse me, when Mary sings her song, she's been told that she is going to bear the Son of God, and she agrees. And then she sings this song, we call it the Magnificat. So is it gospel or is it law when she says, God will send the rich empty away, and God will fill the hungry with wondrous things? Is it good news or does it convict us? It depends. Are you rich and full? Or are you poor and hungry? And what about if you're both? What if in some ways you're rich and full and other ways you're poor and hungry? Then Mary's song strikes us as the good news, which convicts us of our sin. The first will be last, and the last will be first. Is that law or is it gospel? It depends where you're standing in the line. Is it law or gospel that the vineyard owner in the story today pays the people who have worked in the sun for 12 hours the same as the people who have worked in the sun for 1 hour? Okay, choir, you're hired at 6 a.m. You and the vineyard owner agree on a wage for the day. You say, yep, I'll go work for you all day and you're going to pay me that much. And you go into the vineyard and work. This group is called Folks Next to the Choir. And you are hired at 9 a.m. The vineyard owner tells you that he will pay you what is right. You think, well, I need work, so okay. So you go into the vineyard and work. You, folks under the stained glass window, you're hired at noon. The vineyard owner asks you why you're standing around, and you say, well, nobody hired us. So he tells you, well, you have a job for the day, and so you go into the vineyard and you work. And you folks over here are called next to the bell choir area. You are hired at 3:00 p.m, and you go into the vineyard and work. And Becky, she's hired at 5:00 p.m. She knows the day's almost over, but if she could just get paid for an hour or two of work, it's better than nothing. She needs it. She goes into the vineyard and works. When the sun is setting, the vineyard owner comes to pay his workers. And he pays Becky first. And she gets a full day's wage. Not bad. Then he pays the folks next to the bell choir area, and they get a full day's wage. Now people are starting to pay attention, right? If you were over here, like, if I'm in the choir at this point, I'm doing a little mental math, I think. I'm wondering, okay, if they got the full day's wage, am I getting double? Because, like, I was here at 6 in the morning. Hot, long day, right? Then he pays the stained glass section, the one who got there at noon, and they get a full day's pay. Now, if I'm in the choir, I'm wondering what's going on. And I'm starting to grumble, even if I don't, if it doesn't come out of my lips, it's in my heart. I'm thinking, we better not all be getting paid the same. And it's not fair, and I am never working for this guy again. And even though the next to the choir group came in 3 hours after I did, they still were here for a very long day, so I'm watching with them. I think they deserve more than the others got. And I know I deserve more than the other got. And he pays them the agreed upon full day's wage. And by the time I get my wages, I'm furious. I get exactly what I have agreed upon. I have been cheated in no way whatsoever. And I'm furious. And to quiet my grumbling, the vineyard owner says to me, Jennifer, I'm doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I'm generous? So the good news story of this vineyard owner that Jesus says in the beginning, this story, let me tell you a story, and it's this is how the kingdom goes. He tells this story. And the good news story of this ridiculous and shocking pattern of love, this God just keeps revealing these patterns of love that are generous, this story of a loving kingdom and a generous king. And it makes us mad, which reveals our sin. Are you envious because I'm generous? He asks. And we have to say yes. We are envious because you are generous. We have this set of rules about fairness, and you broke them and you keep breaking them. And I don't want others to have it easier than I do. So why can't we just stand there grateful? Why can't we just stand there with this payment freshly laid in our hands and marvel at the generosity of the vineyard owner? Why can't we delight in the way that Becky just received so much grace right in our presence? Because we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We sin against God in what we do and say and what we do not do and say. Apart from Christ, we turn in on ourselves and we never stop protecting ourselves. And joined to Christ, we turn outward and we wonder how we can protect others. And thanks be to God for meeting us right where we are, sinful and selfish, and loving us too much to leave us in our sinful, selfish ways. And thanks be to God for Jesus and his life and death and resurrection, which are at once gospel and law. They are at once the grace of God overflowing for humanity and the conviction that we cannot save ourselves. Are you envious because I am generous? The generosity is the gospel and the law. Amen.